for Older Kids, A Singing Chain by Alan Lawrence. These six musical friends are in harmony, even when they're not singing. These girls love to sing in their ward choir. Everyone likes hearing their clear, sweet soprano voices. The girls even sang a musical number in the ward Christmas program. How did they all end up in the choir together?
It all started with Sarah, age 13. A few years ago, Sarah's dad invited her to go to ward choir practice with him. She felt nervous and shy, but she went anyway. She sat with her dad in the men's section. It was kind of confusing trying to sing the girls' part with men singing around me. The next week, Sarah sat with the women. That helped a lot. But then she had an idea that made all the difference. She invited friends.
Then Tegan, age 12, joined in. At first, Tegan felt shy and wasn't sure she'd like it. But she didn't want to be left out. She takes piano and flute lessons. Singing with the choir made me realize how much I love music and that I like singing.
Abby, age 13, was next. Abby's family had just moved into the ward. Being in the choir gave me another connection with the other girls in the ward.
Soon, Aja, age 14, was singing too. The other girls see Aja as a leader, not because of her age, but because of the example she sets. You tend to want to hang out with your own friends, but in this group, we look out for each other.
Natalie, age 12, joined next. Natalie was the first of Sarah's friends to come to choir. I was surprised at how much work goes into practicing and learning the music, but I found out I liked singing in the choir.
Melanie, age 12, was already singing with a youth group. Now she sings in the ward choir with her friends and her whole family.
End of For Older Kids, A Singing Chain by Alan Lawrence.